Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Part two, everybody. Welcome to Reality Gaze.
If I had that music played in every time I would come into a room, I would, first of all, I would go, ha-cha-cha-cha-cha, poo! Ha!
That's what it is. You know what? You can see that if you're watching us right now on our Reality Gaze intimate portrait. Yeah, if you're on our, you're seeing us dancing.
Goosh.
Y'all, if you're asking what that is, people have asked to see the podcast, and so it's on our on the 15 yards here now for just on Patreon.
And we're
that does
and
video.
We're together right now, so you're getting a profile view.
So as we say, if you're watching, there's a space in the middle of the couch just for you.
I'm blowing in your ear right now,
and I'm protecting you. Y'all, that's what's happening. Welcome to the
show. If you said no, I would be okay with that.
Let's move on.
Y'all, consent is important to me.
It is, actually.
It's very important.
90 Day Fiancé.
I usually do consent, though.
She just has a sign that says, yes. It's actually tattooed above her ass.
Even though I say no.
Yes, I can.
Yes,
I will.
Don't say Bill.
Yes,
don't say
I
Bill.
Said on Montgomery Hill, say yes.
Life's...
That's the
Montgomery.
Song.
No, there's no Montgomery Hill.
It's a Liza Minnelli song.
But there's no Montgomery Hill in it.
Know.
You're making stuff up.
That reminds me, y'all, if you haven't heard our new Bicurious song in our Bicurious
episode. All Liza.
It's all Liza. Isn't it always about Liza?
Always. Y'all.
This is second guessing.
This is second guessing part two. This is the penultimate episode, you guys.
It is.
The finale is going to air next week, and then we're going to be treated to two tell-alls, we think.
Two.
And then, hi. Season six, I believe.
I think so.
Yeah, because we did five last time.
So we're going to talk about three couples today.
This is our last show in my apartment.
It is.
My old apartment.
At least as someone's yelling on the street.
It can't come quickly enough, like that Sister Sister song.
Yeah, I wish that we could be sad about this, but I'll be honest, we're not. We're not.
Last night, y'all, there were some hoochie girls like dancing around the street. it was something.
We've got to.
I can't wait to get to a quieter neighborhood.
It's going to be 87 degrees the day he moves, so he's going to have central air. Think you're going to move, you're going to be hot all day, and then that day you're going to sit on your couch, if it's there yet, and then you're going to feel comfortable.
Hopefully go to my refrigerator, if it's there yet.
If it's there yet.
I'm just happy they could get my couch there. Everywhere else I was trying to find a good couch was like, allow 5 to 6 weeks for delivery. And it's not just because of COVID, because normally it'd be like 3 to 4 weeks, but I got mine. It should be there soon. Apartment to be, y'all.
Apartment to be. So,
I'll do an ad for
you. Don't advertise for them if they haven't paid.
No,
you told me I couldn't.
Listen. I haven't given my verdict yet. You're the one. I just said apartment to be.
You just reminded me that I need to put on my oh baby.
you talk about your fucking Dr. Pepper, and they're so wealthy, they don't give a shit about us.
My father...
Apartment to be would.
My father tried Dr. Pepper 10, and he was like, Matthew, that tastes just fucking same. If Chelsea Marr thinks it tastes the same, y'all, it tastes good.
But the insulin reaction is the same in your body.
Yeah, he's already... Aunt Darla said, it's pretty good. It's got a little different bit of a wang. I can tell. But she liked it.
Are you, what, why are you, why are you putting on more lip balm or lip gloss?
Because it was given to me as a gift.
Oh, baby.
And it makes me feel special.
Okay. You know what? I want you to do that.
Do my lips look pretty?
No.
Do you like them? Viewers at home.
No, they look nude and it's weird. It's too Darcy for me.
I love. That's the wedding episode. Y'all, happy tears.
We're not sure when Darcy and Stacy are going to come back.
Happy tears.
We think it's going to be fall of this year. However, I have a big announcement. We talked about it last episode.
Oh.
For our Patreon. Marion is going away this week. Will Rodney marry Desiree?
Will
his cabana boy find him and make him a good wife of him? Possibly. Will Bree marry Bill? Hopefully not without a prenup.
No.
No. Will Noni marry Reese?
Yes.
That's the one I think.
I think that's the one that's going to happen.
Will Danny marry Donovan?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I think he's going to cheat on her.
I think that one's going to happen.
Yeah, I think so too. Anyway, so to kind of balance that out, you guys, we've decided to start to recap another show on Discovery Plus. And it's called Pick Royalty. What? What is this? What are you playing? What is happening here? Why are you playing this?
It's called This Little Pig. You know, sometimes I do a Spotify guest for sound music.
And it's bad.
Sometimes it's bad. Sometimes it pays off.
No.
But when you Google pig and Spotify, you don't get a lot of options.
I've got some tracks. You get a Dave Matthews Band song,
and I don't know that song.
I've got some tracks.
But I'm excited for Pig Royalty. Y'all, this is Toddlers and Tiaras meets...
With pigs.
I feel like it's going to have a little bit of cheer aspect, like this crazy competitiveness.
It is very competitive. It's very Texas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, cheers, Texas.
Y'all, this show's got everything. There are lesbians. There's a gay guy. There's men who wear makeup. There's a child named Nugget. There's a family who wears lots of animal print.
There's three mean girls.
Yes. Oh, Mackenzie, McCall, and Michaela.
There's someone
not,
that
I'm not making that up, by the way.
Someone that adopts a child just so the child can raise show
no,
pigs.
Exchange student.
Or exchange
Manu
student.
Manu.
Just so the
from
exchange
Spain
student can show pigs.
It's so good. Like, I watched 5 minutes of it and I felt my chest tighten and I knew I was in for it.
We're gonna watch it.
Y'all, so you can watch
probably
Pig,
start next week.
You can watch Pig Royalty on Discovery Plus, or you can just listen to our recaps because we're gonna be fucking jonesing for it.
We are gonna be jonesing.
Like a
for
shot
it
in the arm.
So that's coming up. We also got we're gonna give away our
we're
five.
Gonna announce our March Madness Review of Palooza.
That's coming up. Gonna do that. Yes. Yes. Yay, reviews.
Woo!
Thank you. Thank you.
Where's the yum 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 yum? I need to download that and put it on
do
there.
Also, people have asked, I'm back on Cameo. So you're listening to this on Tuesday. On Wednesday night, I'm getting drunk and doing cameos. What about you, Poodle? I'm kidding. You've got too much this week. Y'all don't ask for Poodle cameos this week.
No, you can do cameos for me. I'm not going to be drunk. Actually, you know what? If you ask for a cameo at night, I'll probably be drunk.
And this week, he's going to be drunk.
I'm kind of like halfway there, so I'm going to do a couple more tonight.
Good for you.
Y'all, I know it sounds weird to say I'm moving, don't bother me, but moving is one of the traumas of life. And I love my place now. It's unfortunately in a very loud area. My place that I'm moving to is very quiet.
You're a person, too. You give a lot. Some people don't. Some people do. I'm doing this less as I get older in life. But you attribute a lot of meaning to things.
I do.
And so moving, I think, is really hard for you in some ways, in that aspect, because the things...
It represents a lot of it gives me a lot of feelings.
Yes.
Like when I'm putting stuff into boxes,
yeah,
I have to hold things and think about what the person gave me and just like little knickknacks, like those have been the last for me to use because those are the most emotional for me.
How many condom wrappers have you found?
Let's say enough to fill up a Revco bag. Come at me if you remember Revcos.
Come at me if you remember Revcos.
I think they were bought by like Rite Aid.
I don't know. Dwayne Reed.
Possibly.
Possibly. I don't think we have any more announcements, do we? I think that's it. The single life. We should say the single life is dropping, y'all. We're going to try to catch up and try to do
another episode.
We're probably going to do another episode this Friday.
So we'll probably catch up with episode 4. I think there are 6 episodes out as of tonight.
We've been trying to do 2 at a time, but just last week was shit for me. This week's going to be kind of more shit
more
for
cancer.
More cancer.
And now it's my move.
Now it's his move. Papa's doing better. We're doing stem cells down
in
Houston.
You don't call him Papa. Do you?
I do sometimes call him Pop. I call him Pop. That's what I call my dad. I call him Pop or Pops a lot. Hey, Pop. I mean, I'll say Dad. I'll sometimes very rarely say Daddy. But I don't think I've ever called him Daddy.
I've never called my father Daddy.
A lot of people in the
there
South.
There are other men to call Daddy in
but
my
lot,
life.
A lot of people, including men in
Daddy,
the South.
They call him Daddy. Like, Daddy, can you? Daddy, I love you, Daddy.
I've written a letter to Daddy.
Yeah, but in the South, women will always
but
call
men do
their
too
father.
I've heard men in the South called, which is
I've
my
just
daddy,
never done it.
My daddy.
My daddy.
You haven't heard of it? My daddy.
Yeah, but it's spelled D-E-D-D-Y.
Yes.
My daddy.
I say Pop. I say Pop.
I mean, it turns my stomach a little bit, but do what you want to.
Why did I say Pop?
It's fine.
You know what my dad said? Because I'm like, okay, Papacito, I'll say that. And he'll say, we were driving in Houston. He went, Matt, they got a restaurant named after me. And I went, where are you going? And there's Papacito's, and we had fajitas there, and he loved them.
Oh, good.
Papacito's is good.
I've never been there.
It's quite good.
Is it Tex-Mex?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It's good.
Let's take into the show, shall we?
Sure. Let's talk about...
I think we might only have one show left Because
we have to.
Yeah.
If they milk out two more fucking shows of Mike and Natalie, what is it? I don't know.
I'm going to fucking protest.
Or Jovi, you tell me you're
Jovi.
Gonna go. Jovi, you tell me you're going to. But then you don't listen to me, Jovi. Jovi.
Speaking of Jovi and Yara, it's one day to wed. They're in Vegas, you guys. And Yara's feeling much better, it seems like. She's like scaring Jovi at the blackjack table.
Oh, you scared me.
It scared me.
I would never do that to Jake. He would get scared.
And I get scared and I freak the fuck out.
And then he would turn to me and go, what the fuck are you doing?
I get, you know, if you touch me, I will flinch.
Yo, I would never do that, yeah.
And that, thanks for it coming from my extreme touch sensitivity as a child when I was everyone's plaything.
No, I'm just saying, so, I know not to do that to you. That's all. I wasn't criticizing you.
It only
you.
Took you 12 years to realize that it wasn't okay.
I'm so horrible. I'm just so horrible to you.
You are.
Anyway, So they're like, they're sitting at blackjack, and Jovi's like, I'm happy that Yara's happy.
I'm gonna do my hardest. I'm gonna try my hardest to make her happy.
I need to listen to what she says.
I'm gonna do my hardest to make her happy.
Whatever she says.
That's my Jovi's getting better. I'm gonna do my hardest to make her happy.
I like the end of the.
She's like, Jovi, Gucci bag.
Gucci.
I need a Gucci bag.
Gucci.
And she's playing blackjack. She tries to lick him. And she's like, I want water. I don't want a drink. And Kaz, y'all, I'm a fan.
Just get it out.
Y'all, the Cajun boys like this know how to fuck. Now, they're not going to be really good. They're not going to be really good fucks because they're mostly drunk. But they've got a swagger about them, and I'm into it.
Just letting you get it out. Just letting you get it.
Ooh, Kaz, y'all. Anyway, so
he is cute.
Instead of
they're like, wait a minute, you're drinking water? And she's like, and Yara says, yes, I drink water. I'm healthy. That's why I live longer than you.
And Joey's like, yeah.
But literally, they like start to tease her about drinking, and Yara reminds him of just they're gonna die one day.
So y'all. Jovi reminds them they haven't gotten their rings yet. So they're off to the rings. Yeah. And we got Mama Jovi going, oh, shit, we going to go Mama Jovi here. We going to go get the ring. We going to get the bling bling. We going to have a lanyap. Yes, we going to do babies. You going to go have a good time. We going to go to ring fishes. Fishes rings.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
They're going to John Fish Jewelers.
When this bitch saw Mama Jovi, and especially Papa Jovi, who we're going to talk about later, he was like, oh, no.
So they're going to pick out a ring. And so now Jovi does, he kind of comes for you. Because Jovi, in the little testimony of Yara saying, Jovi, what did you pick out a ring? We got the ring the last day.
Your Jovi is kind of like Scandinavian. Jovi, what did you do these?
You mean my Yara?
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
But anyway, she's like, Jovi, we don't pick up the ring. And Jovi says, and look, it's kind of, yes, it could be viewed as sexist, but there's also a lot of truth in it. He's like, usually the women plan their wedding.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of a read of like, I
because she has done nothing for the wedding.
We haven't seen her do anything
for
this
Yara wedding. Is a fucking princess, and we only side with her because we love her shade.
We love her shade. And she may even on Instagram, people are talking about us. She even makes fun of herself.
Yeah.
Like she gets it.
I think off camera, Yara is a totally amazing hang.
Oh.
In a second.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'd get her to pump and dump and we would get drunk.
Pump and dump?
Yeah. You never heard of that?
No. A pump and dump is like a gay porn term.
Okay.
Like, you come over to my house for a pump and dump tonight.
Okay. Wow. You're a slut.
Did I just give this something away?
No, a pump and dump is when women, like, they breastfeed at a certain time so that way they can they can go and drink and their body will metabolize the alcohol. So then there won't be alcohol in their breast milk.
That's what I said. That's what I meant. I meant when I pump and dump. I don't know what you were thinking I said. It was nothing about jizz or semen or anything. So Mama Jovi, she's Yara's there. She's like, I want a $10 billion ring. And Mama Jovi's like, well, who you think you married, Shaw? Okay, baby.
You got
this one's got like $11 to his name. Oh,
you got the wrong.
You got the wrong beard,
bitch.
And she says, I want something small yet brilliant. And Jovi says, I only want to spend up to $1,200 for a wedding ring.
I thought the ring was $1,200, and he says, I don't want to spend that much money.
Yeah,
I think
that's
he wanted to spend like maybe several hundred dollars.
And Mama Jovi's like, and Gwen's Jovi, like, what you doing? Jovi, shout, you need to spend your marriage, your wedding ring is going to last a long time. You're going to last a lifetime.
Share.
You're going to listen to bon ton, really? Bow, bow, bow. I go sing a song from Princess and the Frog.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow.
So she basically doesn't understand why Jovi is trying to be so cheap about things. So then, you guys, Jovi is getting a tux with his father and Klein, yes. Papa Jovi. And his
That's
name is Monty.
Card.
And... Jesus. And Monty's like, I never told Auntie the goddamn day that Jovi Jovi Shower got married. Yo, my favorite thing is how Cajuns say married. Married. You get married. It's very Long Island, kind of. But you're going to get, she's going to get married. Everybody, nobody know no Jovi going to get married.
I'm just letting him get it out, y'all.
Papa Jovi. Anyway, they're getting married by Elvis.
Oh, wait, I just want to say, they do pick out rings. He does get the $1,200 ring.
Yeah.
And also, I didn't know this. Jovi just gets a titanium ring, which is fine. Then the jeweler says, do you want a titanium or do you want meteorite? And I went, huh?
Titanium! That's a
and
great
song. And
then
I looked it up. You can actually get rings that have fallen from space debris, from meteors, and get it made into your wedding ring.
How much are they? Are they more?
No, they're cheaper than gold. You can get like a men's wedding band for like $800.
What does that do for you?
I don't know. No, I'm just like, well, if you're our friend Bridget Green, you know she's going to
she'd
get
be
a
really
meter.
Into that.
She loves Star Wars.
She'd think it would have like Yoda shit
and
in
actually,
it.
Actually, I mean, you're a sci-fi nerd.
Yeah, but I wouldn't need to put it in my wedding ring.
But I don't know. I kind of think it'd be kind of cool to have like a meteor, something from space.
We're all made of space dust.
I know, that's why I love it. We're all stardust. So
we are stardust. We are golden.
What song is that?
And we've got to get ourselves back to the garden. Joni Mitchell, Woodstock. I'm sorry, I'm a hippie child.
I've never heard
actually,
of
my
I'm
mother.
I'm not familiar.
My mother wanted to be a hippie child. My mother wanted to go to Woodstock. Y'all, Mother Poodle wanted to go to Woodstock.
Her mom didn't let her?
I think she had to work.
Ask you. By the way, the other day when we were recording, I think, the Sing Alive, your mother was texting you.
I have an update for this story.
What happened?
I'm going to show it to you, and I
want
you to read it.
I'm waylaying him, but this was... Explain what happened for people that didn't hear. Because it came up in the middle of the show.
Okay, I don't want to show you any dirty texts.
Between your mother?
No, between other people.
I've already seen your junk.
All right, here's what I sent her. She sent me this. Can you just read it? You can just don't say her last name.
So she sent the name Linda Australia, which totally confused Poodle.
the text was Linda Australia.
And Jake just went, then she responded with Linda, and then an actual last name that starts with an A that I won't say.
Yeah, that probably was an autocorrect.
And then Poodle said, hey, Mom, I'm in a podcast. Is everything okay with...
With Aunt Linda.
Yeah, you've talked about Aunt Linda, and you said...
The next morning, this came back.
Yes, I'm sorry. It was an error. And then... Jake just said,
went,
oh,
good.
Okay, good.
And what's the rest of it?
Wow. Wow. The next text is... when are you moving? I want to order you a robot.
A Roomba.
A Roomba. Need your moving date to be able to order.
And the next part is...
this Thursday, April 1st, how will you be moving? The Roomba will arrive on the 12th. Don't mention what kind you got to Betsy, or to your brother or his wife. I gave them a less expensive brand. I'm so excited about your new place. Please send me pictures when you get all in. Love you and miss you.
My mother gave my brother a less expensive
version. I'm actually fine. That's a great gift.
I think that is a great gift, but...
Wow.
Y'all, that's what texts from my mother are like.
Maybe she'll come out and see the place.
She might. I think
there's
she's going to wait for COVID.
Right by there too.
I think she's going to wait for COVID to be over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, good.
Yeah, COVID, especially during Fairfax. Where are we? We're talking about Jovi and Yara.
Jovisha! Talk about meteorites. I was talking about meteorites. Oh. That's all I want to say.
God, I don't give a shit
come
about any
at me
of this.
If you had a meteorite ring. I kind of want one. I'm not going to lie.
I want to think of a Stardust.
I mean, I kind of want one.
I get it.
Anyway, yes, now let's talk. Jovi's talking to his dad. They're trying on Jovi's suit.
And Papa Jovi's like, well, you know, Jovisha, it takes two people to make a marriage.
Yes. And so...
We all know the Jovi. We all know the Jovi because Jovi going to cheat on a girl whenever he want to. He going to listen to bon ton roulé, okay? He going to have his beignets and lanyard too, cher babe. I'm never going to stop doing this accent. Oh, no. What is this? Oh,
just get it out. Get it out.
We're going to be doing good to buy you, Sha. We're going to be doing some crayfish. We're going to have some gumbo. We're going to have some fricasse. Oh, yeah, Sha. Gumbalaya, crawfish pie, and pudding gumbo.
Are you done?
LSU. I'm done.
Okay, well, turn off
now. LSU.
Had to help you get it out.
So they're gonna get married next episode, you guys. So they're gonna get married.
They're gonna get married.
So Jovi's
trying on suit.
They're gonna get married.
And this woman with really cool hair is like helping him at the tuck shop in Vegas.
Yep. She's doing her best.
She's great. She's like, let's try on the Johnny Cash suit. Okay. Jovi tries on the tux and he looks really good.
I will say, I haven't been attracted to him
the
whole
handsome.
Time. And I still say he's totally Ducky from Pretty in Pink.
Somebody just posted that in the Sissy Squad.
Yeah.
And it was because Ducky in the tux, and it looks
and,
so much like
and
him.
And thank you guys for saying that I look like him. But
I don't see it.
It. Okay.
Don't.
I don't really see it either. But
I don't get it.
If you saw younger pictures of me, you would see it.
Well, those are in black and white.
Fuck off.
No, I see it.
Yeah.
You know who sees it? Aunt Peggy.
Yeah. Aunt Peggy calls.
When she met you the first time, what she called
Aunt
you?
His Aunt Peggy's like, you know who you look like? That guy on that show. That got 2.5 minutes. You, Alan. You're Alan.
Calls him Alan to this
she
day.
She calls me John Cryer. Alan.
To this yep. day, y'all.
And that isn't the first time I've gotten John Cryer. So.
No. Didn't, yeah.
But I think Joby needs
wish she had his money.
Joby needs some product in his hair stat.
His hair is problematic. Ugh.
Well, his personality is, but that's fine.
And then Joby, Monty, and his friend Klein have the most boring the producer's like, okay, great. We're going to get this conversation. Okay. Jessica, do you talk about this? Yes, Tom, I'm here. Okay. We're going to talk to them, and we're the producers, and so Monty's going to have a conversation with Klein, and Klein's going to talk about how terrible Joby is as a fiance. That's what's going to happen. And instead,
and nothing happens.
Nothing. Monty's like, well,
Joby, you know that's just to Joby. Who know what Joby gonna do?
And Klein says, yeah,
that's Joby.
I haven't seen much of them. They've been kind of doing their own thing. Crickets, crickets, crickets.
And this is basically a pushback against a narrative the show has created, and the parents can't even participate in it.
Yeah,
yeah. Because I think they like Yara.
I think they do now too. Yeah.
And because Monty, Papa Joey's like, Yara, the only girl who ever pushed back against the Joby.
And now, honestly, I think now that they know, look, their fear was that Joby would move away. Now that she's having his baby, they know that
exactly.
She's going to stay here.
Exactly.
And she's not going anywhere.
Because he's been raised to provide for his children.
They know that Joby's that a patriarchal. Fuck up, but he's not going to. He's not going to skirt that responsibility.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm with you. Should we talk about Brandon and Julia?
Yes. Yes. Should we? Well, we should.
Should we take a break?
Yep. Let's take a commercial. Y'all, we'll see you after the break. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's Quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/realitygaze.
Just
someone's
kind of hard not to stare at it.
We're back, everybody. We are back.
Kind of like how I have a hard time not staring at your lazy eye. Sorry, one eye is red.
It's kind of more than red. It almost looks like there's just a rosebud over your eyelid. It's just this kind of red.
I'll try to follow yours over to your.
You know that woman extension. We had on the show who had like those cholesterol bumps on her eye. What show was that?
I can't remember.
It's like those are forming on your eye.
That's sweet.
You know what?
Who was that?
This woman. What show was that? It was.
She had Rice Krispies on her eye.
I was almost there. I'm almost there. It was 90 Day Fiance. They were talking in a restaurant.
Who was it?
Anna's mother.
Thank you.
Anna's mother. Anna Marcel.
And Anna, still, you're welcome for getting those moles removed.
But we were talking to this very nice transport nurse that was helping my dad at MD Anderson.
Did she have Rice Krispies?
She
things
did,
in her eyes?
And I couldn't stop staring at them, and I blamed you.
You know what, y'all? Sometimes that's going to happen. And
apparently it's a cholesterol thing. We don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Brendan and Julia.
Let's talk about them.
Brendan and Julia, as we found out later, is how she's pronounced in Russian. I got to ask, what the fuck's up with the cat ears?
So
that we're
Rebecca
wearing?
Does this too.
I know.
I have no idea.
Someone tell me.
I have no idea.
Maybe it's a thing.
Sorry if you're on the video. I'm just itching my foot.
Yeah, it's gross.
Oh, you adjust your dick on camera. You literally have put your hand down your pants on this show to fix your junk. I won't have it. I don't get this cat ears thing. I mean, I guess you're just having fun. It doesn't hurt anybody.
It's fine. I wonder about what it's supposed to do.
You could start a band called Poodle and the Pussycats.
Mm.
Boy, Riverdale really ruined that, didn't it?
Yeah, they did. So...
Has any gay stuff happened in Riverdale? Like, has Archie or Cole Sprouse made out with a guy? Because that's when you let us know and we'll watch again.
I don't think so. They've put
they never did it on Sabrina, so why would they ever do it there?
They've really put the kibosh on the gay stuff.
I think Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa is like the Ryan Murphy, but like of today.
Even worse of a gay tease?
A gay tease and has great ideas, and then they're good for like four episodes, and then they just fizzle out.
Oh, I think Ryan Murphy's the worst at that, though. But I think Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa is a little better. Yeah.
But yeah.
Anyway.
Think about it, y'all. Think about it.
So,
besides Feud, what Ryan Murphy show ended well?
That's true. And you could argue that Feud didn't end very well.
Oh, we loved it, though.
I loved that show.
Y'all, that if you need a binge, just like 10 episodes to take your time, a weekend binge.
I will say,
dude,
a show that you don't need to watch, Hollywood. Couldn't get into it.
I didn't even, I heard so much weird stuff about it. I was like, I don't want to watch.
By episode 4, I was like climbing the walls. It was so bad. Brandon basically is sitting on the porch, and Julia is helping like arrange flowers. And Brandon, of course, is doing nothing.
Nothing.
He's like, she's like, well, you know what are you doing for a wedding? And he's like,
I don't know. I'm here.
I just want to ask you, are you 100% sure that
Brandon,
we should
Brandon,
get married?
I do everything myself. Everything myself. And Brandon's like, what? What? And she's like, Brandon, hold it. Two hands, Brandon, two hands. Why do I have to do everything, Brandon?
Basically, he hasn't tried to do anything. He's done nothing.
He's done nothing. But he's worried. Well, we got in a fight last night, and I still have a lot of questions. I don't know. Is this going to work out or not?
And you know what he says? He knows how easy she is to impress. That is Julia's biggest flaw.
She is
easily swayed by any romantic intention.
Julia wants to be wooed.
She does. I want to be wooed. I'm easily swayed.
That's true.
I am quite easily swayed.
It's true. I could just say one compliment to him and it completely turns him around.
No, it doesn't matter what you say it. But
no,
like when
it's
they
true.
when like someone does a gesture for me, I'm like, "Oh."
By the way, your hair looks really cute.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Looks good that way.
It's all it needs. So he's like, I love you. And she's like, cute! Cute!
God. I love her her reactions are so real and authentic.
She's my favorite person on the season. Definitely.
Yeah.
She's my favorite person. She does say, he tells her, you'll never be sad after
tomorrow. I
had to
really think about that.
And I'm like, yes, you will. Everyone will always be sad.
Yeah.
Now, let me just break this down for you guys. There's never going to be a time, if you think about the world and the status that we're in, you're going to be sad. If you have any empathy at all, you're going to be sad.
Mike isn't sad.
No.
Mike,
but I'm saying,
care about people.
If you are realistic about the world,
yes,
you're going to be sad.
Yes.
Quote unquote, being sad is a normal thing about a human behavior.
That's why I have the problem with the word happy, because people are trying to achieve.
Doesn't mean anything.
But to achieve happiness means people think, well, if I'm happy, I'm not feeling sadness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the case.
I think happiness is kind of what we should, instead of happiness, we should move towards contentment.
I say that word a lot, contentment.
Contentment and
fulfillment.
Fulfillment.
Yes.
And being present.
Because you can be very content and be, I am very content.
And you could have sadness.
I'm very content in my own life right now, at least with our stuff going well and people.
Really? No.
But, really?
Really? Seems like you've got a long way to go for me. But anyway.
But I also have a lot of sadness right now with shit going on with my dad.
But that's okay.
But that's
life
such a better
is a mixture
barometer
of that.
That's such a better barometer to have than to say, well, Matt, are you happy? Well, no, I'm not happy. My dad's battling cancer, but this is fucking life.
When someone would ask that to me, are you happy? I would go, are you fucking crazy? Do you know what's even going on around us? Of course I'm not happy. Are you happy? If you're happy, you're deluded.
We're not telling people you can't be joyful and you can't have a positive type of, aura or personality. That's not what we're saying at all. We're just saying that holding both those things.
Yeah, agreed. Totally.
Do you feel like we're moving away from... I feel like we're such a... I don't know the clinical word, or it's escaping right now. Such a just a two dimensional, or just a this or that. I'm blanking on the word.
Binary.
Thank you, Jesus.
You think I have moving brain?
I know. We're such a binary society. Do you think we're moving away from that at all?
No, that's human beings.
You think so? Yeah.
Yeah, you're either happy or you're sad. You're either up or you're down. It's how we categorize things, because we can't deal with things that are in gray areas.
Do you think, I agree with that. Do you think that
it's much easier not to?
So let's say like 500 years from now, if we're still on the planet and it's not,
hopefully my head is still floating and my body is, it's just water.
It's just, this
that
is just
point.
Something to think about. If we move away from gender, which I think probably is one of the basis of why we think of things as binary, because we think of men and women. But if we move away from the idea of gender as binary in like 500 years of society, will that help us think less binary about other things?
I disagree that gender is the fundamental binary of life.
I think it's one. I don't think it's the, but I'm saying I think it's probably one of them. What do you I think that man created woman, or God created man, God created woman, that's it. And that's kind of what people think. Sorry, side tangent.
Moving away from gender will even get us, we need some binaries. We need some binaries to exist.
Yes.
To have some kind of like, now.
You're not talking about gender right now.
No.
I just want to make that clear. I think you're talking about like what is acceptable in society to do.
But we need some binaries to know what to move away from.
Yeah.
So there will always be binaries. There will always be binaries. Okay. We will never move away from them.
Okay. That's a good point.
Now, it should be more acceptable to move away from them. That's fine. But right now, we're in a weird middle period.
Yeah, I just wonder if, because a lot of
there will always be binaries.
Because a lot of the shift in the last, in the, like, I would say like 10 years in the mental health field is things like mindfulness and also looking at, and even solution-focused therapy, but basically looking at the complexity of emotions instead of happy, sad.
Yeah, that, and you know what? So, that's a great way to be. That's not going to change. That's human behavior.
Yeah, I wonder what...
As a binary.
Something smells good.
We see things as A or B. That's human. That's the way the human mind works.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, we have to be taught as children to see things as
A, total...
B, C, D, E, F, G. Yeah. And that, the amount of children who are being taught that and the way the world works and the way the society works in general.
It would be a massive, massive
exactly.
overhaul.
You would have to majorly overhaul everything. And in fact, the world is set up as a binary. And I'm not saying that's a good idea, but that's just the way it is.
Sorry. I don't know if y'all gave a fuck about that conversation, but it was fun for me.
Well, no, you were going in with it for me.
No,
so,
I was interested.
I'm always ready to lean into stuff like that.
We liked it. Carl!
Carl, what's a binary?
Carl, what's a binary? Can they just talk about my fiancés?
That's what she calls them,
Carl,
her fiancés.
I drove a Chevrolet binary one year.
That's true. That's a piece of shit truck.
Shooter, go get me my TV guide. I can read while they're talking about this shit.
So later on, there is a shirtless Brandon. What did you think about the shirtless Brandon in the wild? I thought he was doughy and creamy. It was quite creamy to me.
I thought he had a nice chest,
but for 27, it felt like he was like 20.
He did have a nice chest. He's a little too hairless for me. It'd be like I was sucking a 14-year-old. It feels weird. I need a guy with a little bit of hair at his chest.
You mostly go for black guys. How hairy can they be?
Black guys are hairy.
Yeah, but that's not as hairy as white guys usually.
Usually, but I've been with some pretty hairy black men.
No, I agree. But like, who's more hairy?
My experience, usually... white guys.
Yeah.
I think I've only been with like three. Yo, why bother?
I think that's gross for you to think that.
I'm kidding.
I think he's got a very creamy chest. It's very creamy. It's very like XY magazine.
I thought he looked good and I wasn't mad at it.
I kind of want to molest him, but that's
just
me.
You shamed me for that?
I'm not shaming you.
You shamed
Let's
me when
on.
I said it while we watched.
I'm uncomfortable.
Ew, gross.
I'm uncomfortable. Anyway, what do you think?
So they're talking and they're kind of fighting about this. And literally, it's just, we never really finished it. He literally, what does he say? He said, because she says like, Brandon, if you know, if we get married, it doesn't mean we won't get divorced one day. And I don't know, it is. And I was like, and he's like, wait a minute, are you threatening with me divorce?
Yeah, it was weird.
It was weird. And then he just kind of, it was like, then he just looks at her in the face and he went, oh, I love you.
Yeah, and that's.
And then he said that line. What did he say that you said
you'll never be sad after tomorrow. I want to do also.
And they were done.
Later on, he has a spa for her, but it's really not a spa. He just has a couple's bath. That's not a spa.
I thought that was really sweet.
Mm.
You can't go to a spa.
I agree, but
they can't go do anything.
Your bar is very low.
But they're stuck in their house.
But I'm saying he could make that bed for her. He did not have to share the bed with her, the bath with her.
Oh, the bath with her.
Yeah.
Would you rather take a bath by yourself or with your cute boyfriend that you could do stuff with his dick?
If I was dating a girl, I would want the bath to be for her. If I was dating a guy, I would lay all on top of my guy. I don't know what
that
says.
I think that's what he wanted too.
I agree, but I'm saying I feel like that was for possibly also for him.
I mean, possibly, but I think he wanted... I thought that was sweet. He wanted to do something for both of them.
Does it also smell like someone is having a bath time?
It smells good, but it's like a cleaning smell.
It's No, it's not cleaning. Like someone downstairs is like having some kind of bath bomb.
Maybe someone's doing laundry.
Possibly.
Possibly. Again,
no one gives
this
a shit.
This place is a dump.
I live in a dump.
What a dump.
So basically, you guys, she's dressing in her dress. She looks cute, really cute. Her dress is cute. She's got her little tiara on, which I'm kind of fine with. He looks good in his suit, I find.
He looks
later.
That polka dotted shirt
looks good on him.
It's so cute.
I didn't think he was cute until I saw him in a suit.
Again,
now, later on, we see her dress.
So, okay, yeah. Okay.
Let's talk about this.
Because, first of all, we see her dress. Look at me. I scratched my arm.
I don't care.
You say shit like that to me all the time.
I know, and you could
you
say I don't
just
care
said,
to me.
Look, I cut my finger.
And it's bad, but I don't see you scratch your leg and it's bad. I don't see any blood. So
anyway, they're she's wearing her little short wedding dress.
You buried the lead.
No.
The dress is cute, but it's above the knee, y'all.
But we saw that it was above the knee before.
I didn't see it.
Oh, I saw it because she was wearing the jean jacket with it. And I thought, this is really cute. They're going to get married like outside.
Right. Yeah.
That's a perfect dress for this because I did see the
And
look.
Then
and
they got married great. In a church with this kind of like above the knee dress.
And I was like,
y'all, if they had had people at this wedding, people would have had problems with this.
But in Julia's defense, out of all the brides, Julia's like, this isn't the dress I wanted. We picked this out yesterday. But, I mean, say...
Did she say this wasn't the dress she wanted?
Yeah,
I missed it then.
She was getting ready in the bathroom. She's like, this isn't the dress I wanted, but this day isn't about what I want. It's about us getting... What I want.
It's what I want.
It's just about us getting married and doing the deed. This isn't anything that
I want. It's a very short dress for a church wedding.
I think they just were kind of like... The thing that I thought, because she's wearing tennis shoes with it too, which kind of made me love it more. I actually thought it was pretty cute. Granted, not a church dress, but I wonder if she thought, you know what? Fuck it. If I can't have this beautiful like church wedding dress that I want, then
I'll feel cute.
I'm not going to try to have that.
Yeah.
Like, let's do something totally different and sporty and fun. And she sold it to me.
I agree with that.
You know who would look cute in that dress? This bitch.
Oh,
you would.
So y'all, there is an officiant who is doing his best television audition.
He is really hot.
He's hot.
He is hot. They even say his name, so I feel like he's related to one of the producers. They literally say like Brian Thompson, wedding officiant. They don't do that with anyone else.
I think it's
else.
Like Brian Thompson. Yeah,
they don't do that with anyone else. It makes no sense.
I want to say one of my favorite...
Parents look good, by the way.
They did.
They were dressed nicely.
Yeah, I will say, she, crazy mom Betty, was doing her best to be supportive.
I think they've come around and like her, too.
Yeah, they do. I don't know if you saw this, but we've done our work, and we have contacted the organist who played this wedding, and...
Great.
He has agreed
something surprising.
He was normally in the shot. And he has agreed to talk to us. Here we go. We're going to call him right now. That's his ringtone, y'all. Okay. Are you here with us?
Organ man?
I'm gonna go get a drink.
Organ man, I don't know your name. Organ, hello.
That is really sweet to call me organ man. That's not my name.
Oh, you're from Michigan.
No, I'm not. Oh. I'm actually from.
I thought I heard a Michigan accent there.
I'm not. I'm a general Yankee.
Okay.
That's what they call me down here in Virginia.
Okay, Michigan man.
I just need to talk about the fact. First of all, I need to say...
I see your name tag. It says Seth.
that my name is Seth McGutcheon.
Mr. McGutcheon.
And I play...
How long have you been playing the organ?
I've been playing the organ basically my whole life.
Okay.
I was a pianist first, and then I realized I made a lot more money at the organ. My mom taught me piano for basically everything I know. And my wife, Dorleen, has basically told me I have to play the organ because it's much more lucrative.
Exercises your feet, too.
That's what she says.
Okay.
You like my joke there?
You catch
that's
it up
what
on the,
she said.
You keeping up on The Office?
Yeah, I like that's what she said.
Okay. Now, Mr. McGutcheon,
yeah.
What did you think of his wedding?
She looks good. She's a little, the dress was a little short.
I played my best.
I played Trumpet Tune by Jeremiah Clarke.
Oh, you're like the little drummer boy.
I played Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. Yeah.
Did Betty have any requests? The mom. What did you think of Betty, the mom?
She had Ave Maria on the list. And I hate Catholics. So I chose not to include that.
Oh,
wait,
okay.
Are you Catholic?
No, not anymore. Once removed.
Wait, were you? I need to end this interview, actually. But as long as you're not Catholic, we can move on.
I just want to know about... No, I'm fine. I'm not... I've sucked a lot of dick.
Now, that I've got a problem with, too. I've got a problem with
it. Mr. McGutcheon, I'm sorry to say this, but are you telling me you're the world's first straight organist?
You know, I love my wife's pussy.
Okay. Wow.
And I just need to say it.
But when you go to an organ conference, how many straight men are there who play the organ?
I kind of have a problem with your term straight. I don't necessarily consider myself straight or gay or bi or whatever you say. I love women. I actually like men a lot.
Yeah.
And you know who I like? I like male organists a lot.
Have you ever played kind of what I like to call God's organ?
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
The magic pipe.
Do you mean the lower 12-inch pipe?
The skin flute.
I think I know what you're talking about, and I'm not going to answer.
Are you sure?
It's a little inflammatory for me right now.
The piccolo diccolo.
That's a stop I've got on my organ right now. Here we go.
All right, Mr. McGutcheon. I'm going to play you off.
You know, I'm a composer in my own right. I just need to say that this was one of the most uncomfortable ceremonies I've ever played. And if anybody, any male organist in the Dinwiddie area want to meet up and handle each other's manuals.
Yes.
You can come at me. My Instagram is Pipes for Guys.
Oh.
At men.org.
Well, okay. Didn't know an Instagram handle has a website name to it. I think we... you know what? I'm going to have our tech friend help you out.
I'm not familiar with anything you're talking about.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. McGutcheon.
You know what? It's great to meet you guys.
Organist to the Fiancés. Thank you so much.
What'd I miss?
Not much.
he flew out of here. He was opening Grindr. That's what I saw.
You started.
Anyway.
You know what?
Y'all, I will say the ceremony was cute.
It was cute.
Pop-Pop was there.
Pop-Pop was there. Her family was there. Her mom like made a
gorgeous.
She's beautiful. She made a poster in the back. We couldn't read it. Come at us, Russian sissies.
Cyrillic sissies. Can I also say that I don't think he read it in Cyrillic, but he wrote it in Cyrillic and probably read it off a pronunciation guide. Brandon did his vows in Russian and did the best he could.
And I didn't realize it because I was like, okay, that's sweet. Julie asked him to do that. But she wanted that because for her parents to hear yep. him say that.
It was
a very moving
I will be
wedding.
Honest. This has been the best thing of their entire storyline.
It was. It was yep. very, very sweet and very touching. And I was here for it. Did you get emotional?
No. I did get emotional at the next story.
Really? But yet, Brady and Julia were your favorite, but you got emotional for Rebecca.
Yes. They were my favorite wedding, but I got so emotional.
So much wedding.
So much.
So much wedding.
So much wedding. So much suit.
So, y'all, let's jump into Rebecca and Ziad. Now look,
it's your wedding day.
People are already coming for Rebecca for, they say, having the most extra wedding during the pandemic.
It was pretty extra.
I mean, they just had a horse carriage and they got married outside.
It looked like a pumpkin carriage.
I mean, it was the Cinderella pumpkin carriage.
Yeah.
To me, it wasn't that extra. Like, they got a carriage.
It was extra.
With a horse.
It was extra.
I didn't think so.
It was extra for COVID.
I understand why people, but for me it wasn't.
You know what it was?
To me
it was for her. And I'm okay with that being for her. And maybe she was excited to show Ziad the horse.
So handsome.
I love horses. So handsome.
So beautiful.
But even with that, she's like, this isn't the wedding that I wanted. I need to remind you all, this is Rebecca's third wedding.
It is. Like, where
I kind of want to tell her to
get off the cross. We need yes. the wood. Because even Julia, here is Julia, it's her first wedding. She's moved from another country.
Right.
She's like, we're in the pandemic. I'm doing what I can.
Yeah.
I love Rebecca, but she's having no forethought.
I don't think that a courthouse wedding would have bothered her that much, especially for a third wedding.
Now,
where did your father's third wedding happen? They got the certificate in the mail.
The second one was in Vegas. The third one was at... I think I went to that one, maybe. Yeah, I think I did. I kind of blocked it out. That was at, was it Long Grove? Not First Baptist. It was a church.
Did she wear white?
I don't think so. I don't even remember.
But honestly, these aren't big affairs for third weddings.
My mother, when she got married the second time, she just got married at a courthouse.
It's just... And y'all, I'm not railing at you if your third wedding is a big affair. I'm just saying, it's Rebecca, it's COVID, read the room.
I just want to know, we have heard nothing about what Rebecca, and maybe, I guess it's not important. I'm going to switch to my phone because my iPad's dying. We've heard nothing about what Rebecca's first wedding was like.
We really haven't, but you know what?
Not that
I will
that's not
say
important, but I just wonder if it was.
I will
wedding.
Say it doesn't really matter. I think, even though she considers this her first wedding,
yeah, that's where.
But culturally, your third wedding, people are tired at this point.
I mean,
that's just it.
I mean, y'all look
like if you're getting married in your late 40s or 50s, you guys, and you're getting married with a 500 a person guest list.
I mean, Poodle's not going to come to my first wedding.
No. I'm eloping in my first wedding.
We had a sissy who got eloped and has the most gorgeous wedding pictures.
I think eloping is a great idea.
And they, oh, I mean, these pictures are beautiful.
Y'all, I've said this before. The only thing that matters are your pictures. That's the only thing that matters about your wedding.
It was gorgeous.
Because those are the tangible, because your wedding is going to be so crazy, you're not going to remember anything about it. And your pictures are the way to remember it.
And this is what I liked about this wedding is that Rebecca, you know, really chewed on that cheek the whole time. This is not the way she wanted.
Jesus.
However, she did finally come around and she just made the most of it. Like, bless her heart.
I want to talk about this dress.
The dress she ordered, and she ordered it, and it
she ordered online, and it wasn't
small.
Yeah.
Like, what are they going to do?
It was an Amazon dress from Korea,
and she
so
said,
it didn't really fit well.
And we've been there. And she said, we forget, this was in the early stages of Corona. Wedding shops aren't open.
No.
So she can't literally go get a dress. So here she did this.
Well, I will say, she could have contacted an alteration person.
Maybe.
And
but the dress was too small.
Yeah, but you put a panel in it.
That's to match the fabric.
I know.
That's hard to do.
I know. It just felt.
So she put a corset on top of the dress, and it was just open in the back.
And she wasn't comfortable, you guys.
That's what I didn't love about it. She kept like she looked real with the corset and high motorcycle. She had the girls like up
I'm
to her.
I'm so
chin.
Ready to leave this neighborhood, y'all.
I know you're ready.
God fucking damn it.
I think no matter what you get married in, the best wedding dress is a dress
that you feel comfortable in.
And she didn't look comfortable. Her makeup
she
was great.
No, she kept touching her stomach.
Like she was worried about it. And I'm like, you look.
Yeah.
Your figure looks beautiful.
And it was squishing her boobs in that she looked top heavy.
But it made her look curvy. I just.
It made her look curvy to an extent that.
But at the top was too
yes.
like, top heavy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you didn't like her hair down. I did.
No, it was just in her face. You guys don't. Ugh. This is where the pictures are going to be.
That's true.
If your hair's in your face, no one's going to see your expression. Get your hair out of your fucking face in your wedding photos.
That's true.
That's just it.
Zied looked great.
If you're on stage, get your hair out of your fucking face. If you're in your wedding, get your hair
stage.
Out of your fucking face.
Zied got his hair up from. He's like, I'm so excited about.
There was
my
no
look.
Reason for her to have bangs over her eyes. Terrible.
Well, a lot of women have bangs when they mature because forehead wrinkles. They want to make sure those.
You know what though? That's what makeup is for. That's what beat face is for.
Well, no, we can't get rid of wrinkles. No, that's not. Goldie Hawn's had bangs her whole life.
Yeah, but hers weren't even, and they actually went over her eyes.
I have to look. I didn't notice them over her eyes. But I agree with you. It shouldn't be over your eyes. It should be. You should be able to see somebody's face. Zied, however, has blow-dried his hair straight up.
So much hairspray. So it was first it was hairspray, then it was gel, then it was more hairspray.
Yes.
Y'all, there were bugs nesting in that hair, no doubt, especially in Georgia.
He looked good, though. I'm not going to lie. With the jacket, he looked really good.
He did. I wanted more from him with the shirt. I wanted more. It would have been better if it was just a white shirt or a black shirt than a blue shirt.
I agree with that.
I don't think he realized the importance of a wedding attire. I don't think.
Actually, I think he did. I think Rebecca did. I think no one else there did.
Oh, fuck. Everyone else there was dressed like.
Tiffany.
They were like.
Tiffany, this is your mom.
They were going digging in a mine.
Her boyfriend looked like a fucking.
And his boyfriend's friend who walked down the aisle.
Like he'd been sleeping outside of a 7-Eleven for 4 days.
Yeah, it was kind of like they were going to a bonfire.
Even Melanie kind of looked like she was wearing an outfit that she would wear like to go to your like kids' baseball game.
You know what? That's accurate. Yeah.
It was just that irked me actually, y'all.
So
dress up. You don't even
I
don't
agree.
Wear a suit, but
or
like,
look like you're going to church.
Or look like you're gonna wear just something that respectable.
I will say
the officiant was cute.
Oh, he was hot.
He was cute.
Rebecca comes out with that like pumpkin carriage.
I enjoyed it.
Nope.
I loved it.
I rolled my eyes.
Y'all, when I get married, it's going to be huge.
This looked like Madeline Clark Studios in North Hollywood.
Oh my God.
That
it totally
has a
did.
Pumpkin carriage.
That's really
out in front
inside
of it.
Baseball, but it totally did. 100%.
I just felt like this was too much for the moment, and especially too much for COVID.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
It wasn't too much, but I totally understand that.
Anyway, so she's cinched for the gods, she's uncomfortable. I will say she will probably look back at this and saying, I should not have worn that corset so tight.
Maybe.
Because it, and I'm sure it was for the pictures. And
if I was her in all this and it's a third wedding, I would have picked a not white dress.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like,
because I, y'all, in a non and an off white dress, you will look tons thinner.
I'm saying, like, she could have done blue, she could have done
any
red, she could have done whatever she wanted to. Now that said,
this was a sweet wedding.
The actual ceremony,
yep,
was really sweet, and what I loved about it, it wasn't they had the horse thing, but it kind of wasn't about all the things. It was about just like two people, we love each other,
yep,
let's get married. And they had these really, Zieb was like, I'm so nervous in my life. He and the officiant with his cute little hair is talking to them.
And these were nice vows too.
They were nice vows.
Yeah.
And then my favorite moment was when Zieb, he said, do you take her to be your wife? And he says,
yeah.
And they're like,
she's like,
you
gotta say I do.
And
oh,
he goes,
I do.
And then when he asked Rebecca, and Rebecca said,
yeah, I do.
I got teary-eyed a little bit.
Loser.
You didn't get emotional at all?
Yes, I hate you. I hate you.
It was, I'm really happy for them. And said,
I'm so excited.
To go fuck.
I love you, and I want to kiss you in any place.
And he kissed her, which he hasn't really done a ton in public.
But the fact when he said, I want to kiss you in any place... Y'all, because I know how y'all feel about
kissed
Zied.
Her vagina.
Half of y'all out there just went
goosh.
You got Andrea, Aaron Martin, all the Zied lovers,
and where everybody else kind of walked down the aisle and did that. They should have saved them for last one because they rode off in the carriage down a line, and I thought that was sweet.
Don't give me a carriage. I didn't like it.
I enjoyed it. I'm very happy.
I think that's the show.
Very happy for them. That is the show, everybody.
That is our penultimate show, you guys. Next week is the finale.
And that's our last show in Poodle's apartment.
This is our last show.
Yeah. Here on 124 Dixon Lane. We're finally telling you the address.
I'm going to whip out my dick now.
No. Y'all, go to realitygazepodcast.com for the rest of, see all of our other show.
Follow us on Twitter at realitygazepod.com. Mm-hmm. No, not .com. Realitygazepod.
Well, you have the same problem that Mr. Murchison had. They get an Instagram.
I don't know what you're saying.
Realitygazepodcast is Instagram. Is Instagram, yes. Also, I want to remind people that our charity for this month is V-Day.org.
V-Day.org.
And we're almost at the end of March, so
we got like $200 more.
Yeah, we're going to pick out another charity for the month of April. Also, we just want to throw out some love to some of our AAPI. Y'all know we did a show with...
the next charity is going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to announce something like that. But what I was going to say with... we did a crossover show with Margaret Cho, and I just want to mention that her podcast is coming back.
Yes.
So full disclosure.
And she's going to be talking about the recent like AAPI hate.
We just love her, and she gets it on our show, and we appreciate her. So.
Yep. And I will say that Mike and Fumi from Asian Not Asian have been doing an amazing job at all of this.
So if you're interested in like... just getting some education or gaining more empathy in that kind of subject.
Yeah.
Highly recommend Asian, Not Asian.
I will say
that's a great podcast.
That's a podcast that I listen to when I'm in my bath and I'm not touching myself. Not that I'm thinking about Fumi or Mike.
They're both attractive.
It's a very entertaining and also very enlightening podcast. They always surprise me.
I feel like they try to do a little bit of what we do, like make you laugh, but make you think a little bit and hope you feel.
And they're a lot more organized than we are.
Way more organized than we are. Like,
yeah,
way more.
They're really, for two straight guys, they're probably the most like similar podcast that's out there.
Look at that. Anyway, we'll do another stuff with them. We like them.
Yeah.
So everybody, hey, 5 stars on Apple Podcast reviews. That we mean the world.
We're
going to
be announcing the winners of the what's the
March Madness
called? Review of Palooza.
So that's going to be coming up. So
I'm a little drunk.
Great, y'all. We call these people lonely hearts.
No, I'm not
poodle,
ready.
Aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places? Go.
No.
Go.
Who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy? Who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy? Tell me the dream!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.